here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on this Monday evening. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight, we'll look back at the Lancers' season-opening loss to the Baltimore Blast and preview the big home-and-home series with rival Syracuse, and the returning forward for the Lancers, Andrew Hoxie, will be our special guest on the show this evening. In the second half of the show, we'll go up to Toronto, where the Brazilian national team will make its closest appearance ever to Rochester. They'll be facing Chile tomorrow night at the Rogers Center. Dick Howard will give us all the latest on that match. He's attending the big banquet that's going on right now with the two teams. And we'll also preview, of course, the final set of World Cup qualifying matches this week. And finally, Michael Lewis will set up tomorrow's U.S.-Austria friendly, and this coming weekend, second leg in the MLS playoff semifinals. Now here's our host, inaugural Lancers Wall of Famer, Joe Redcard Sirianni, who is not happy because Italy didn't do too well today.
Italy didn't do too well today, and of course, Nigeria played pretty well, toward the end of the game.
Well, they are the African champions.
I have to say that the game was great because it went from end to end. Both teams tried to win the game. So it wasn't a defensive kind of thing. It was an attacking game. It was beautiful. It had all the aspect of a championship game, really was, and even though it was a friendly.
And the game was played at the home of Fulham FC, Craven Cottage in London. Not sure why it was played there as opposed to Stamford Bridge. But anyway, the big thing with that match, though, that was pointed out by a number of people on Twitter, is that two American-born players actually scored for either side. Giuseppe Rossi scored the first goal
for
Italy,
exactly,
of course, U.S.-born in New Jersey, and Bright Dyke, the Toronto FC product, who was born in Oklahoma, I believe, scored for Nigeria. So that's his first appearance for the Super Eagles. And so it's a big plus for MLS. And sure, for the city of Toronto, they get one of their players playing at the national level and maybe qualifying for the World Cup team.
And Giuseppe Rossi, was his first appearance since he got injured in the national team. So they're pairing with Balotelli, and he did pretty well. Balotelli did not score, but he was correct on the field. He didn't get no yellow card this time. So kudos to him. But, on the local scene, I was very glad to go to the Lancer game on Saturday. And let me tell you, Andrew, the atmosphere was vibrant. I mean, the kids were superb over there. I mean, I think what the Sam is doing in marketing, marketing the game, is very, very good. I mean, there were parents with their kids, there were kids with a mohawk, and how can it be more fitting that the Mohawk guy scored the first goal for them?
How about that? Like, they drew it up that way.
Yeah,
this isn't predetermined like for professional wrestling, which we'll talk about in a second, because there's a big event happening this Saturday. Of course, the Lancers in town and their special guest captain. We'll talk about that in a second, but the big thing that happened, I didn't realize this until you told me, Joe, is that Maurizio Salas did not play in that match.
Exactly.
Obviously, that hurt the Lancers offensively. Andrew Hoxie, our guest tonight, certainly stepped it up. The former Lancer now returning to the team after a season in Wichita, had two goals and an assist, but the leading scorer, like your Doug Miller, was pretty much held in check by Baltimore. And again, just like last year, though, the Lancers on the defensive end just didn't get the job done. They give up 19 points, and you can't do that against a Baltimore team that's the defending champs.
The first 15 minutes of first quarter, they were very, very good. You know, both teams were good. I'm thinking they were filling one another. We scored first. And then in the second quarter, I mean, you know, there were some defensive lapses over there. And, you know, before you know, Baltimore, you know, went ahead of us. And then in the second half, they really, you know, their play was superb. I mean, they had set play. They had a lot of movement. And our defender got a little bit confused, I think, to put it in blunt term, because those guys, they really put the heat on them. So, our goalie, Pat Hannigan, he made some fantastic saves. So did the other goalie from the other team. But at the end of the day, you know, we end up losing. But I think that aside of the fact that we lost, most of those people that went there, they're going to come back. Because, I was playing close attention to really the strategy of the game. And I have to say that, you know, there were a lot of contact players. It's a rough game up there. I wouldn't want to be there getting hit and get kicked or whatever. But kudos to both teams.
Well, you have a lot of those guys, because that's
a rough game.
You have a lot of those players in a confined space like that. It's not like outdoors where you have a lot of room to maneuver. You don't get a lot of contact unless you're in the penalty area. In this case, it's contact all over the field. And say Baltimore's the defending champs, and they proved that they are, you know, they're ready to defend that title. So the Lancers have to come back, and they have a great chance to do that this coming weekend. They play a pair of matches against their biggest rival, Syracuse. Tommy Tanner's team won their first game over Pennsylvania over the weekend, so they're 1-0, and the Lancers did not beat Syracuse last year, so this is a big, big set of matches. The home opener for Syracuse is Friday night against the Lancers, so just dirt down the throughway, 90 minutes to the On Center in Syracuse, and you're there to support the Lancers, and then Saturday night is the return leg back-to-back, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena, Christopher Wilmot Field, and of course we mentioned the special guest captain for the Lancers that night is the legendary Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who I've had the chance to meet in my previous life as a authoritative wrestling commentator, as a true gentleman and, you know, a great favorite of all the kids, and they remember him even though he hasn't wrestled in many, many years. He's still the man, and he'll certainly be very, very accessible. He'll be signing autographs and things. So again, there was over 8,000 people there on Saturday for the Lancers. We need to keep that going, especially against Syracuse. You know, the Syracuse, they're going to bring their fans, and they're very loud, and they chant and they sing,
and they're very noisy, because I sit right in front of them, and they bring their drums, they do this, they chant, just like you said, they make a lot of noise. I want to turn around and tell them to, you know what.
Well,
you know, but I can't. You know, I can't do that.
They have a right to cheer. But they come. They come the 90 minutes down the throughway themselves. So you hats off to them. But you know, Lancer fans out there, you got to come out and you got to cheer your team on loud. You don't want this to become a Syracuse home game per se. You want to be there and fill the place up. This is their biggest rival. This is like Chelsea playing against Fulham or Arsenal, Tottenham or Juventus, Torino or Milan and Inter. This is Rochester and Syracuse. This is the local derby for upstate New York, so this will be the most intense match you'll see all year between these two rivals. So again, get a number to call. It's 872-KICK to get your tickets for this big match coming up on Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Blue Cross Arena. Again, if you've got the chance to go to the match coming up on Friday night in Syracuse, it starts at 7:30, definitely go out there and support the team. Make some noise as the Lancer fans do on the road. I know that there's a lot of people who will travel for that match.
So. And of course, there was one of the biggest attractions over there besides the game itself. It was Mark Levy. He was signed autographing books. They had a big line over there to get it, to buy his book. And and get his autograph. So it was a pleasure to see Mark Levy in person.
That certainly was Mark Levy, in the Hall of Famer himself. So, but I think there'll be a bigger crowd. The loudest I ever heard the Blue Cross Arena / War Memorial is when Jimmy Snuka came out in a match that he teamed with Chief J Strongbow, and literally I could not hear myself. It was so loud in there. So the goal for the Lancer fans, you got to make it louder than when Jimmy Snuka came here in the 80s and blew the roof off the building. This is your chance to do it for the Lancer, to support your Lancer. So again, 872-KICK is the number to call to get your ticket. You still get your season tickets. There's one game down, still nine more to go at the Blue Cross Arena. So before we go to break, though, we have some more big news that happened in soccer today. We had a major trade in the NWSL. U.S. International Sidney LaRue was traded by the Boston Breakers to the Seattle Reign for another U.S. International, Christy Mewis, goalkeeper Michelle Betos, and two draft picks from the Reign. So LaRue is, of course, from Surrey, British Columbia, right across the border from Seattle, and Christy Mewis is actually from the Boston area, so both players going home. It's going to be interesting because Boston really depended on Sidney LaRue to score goals. I don't know where the goals are going to come from, but certainly I think Seattle got the better. Even though he lost two players and two draft picks, you get a player of LaRue's caliber, and with Megan Rapinoe feeding her balls, it's going to be a different Reign team this
year.
So I'm looking forward to seeing one of Sidney LaRue, one of my favorite players. And you also want to mention also, congratulations to Western New York Flash forward Samantha Kerr. She won two awards over the weekend from the Australian media and the Australian Footballers Association as the International Player of the Year and the Women's Footballer of the Year. So congratulations to the 19-year-old. She's back in Sydney playing for the Sky Blues right now, but she'll hopefully be back next year for the Western New York Flash.
Let me tell you, Andrew, that's, soccer is really our passion, and when you look back, we covered the Rhinos, we covered the Flash, we covered the Lancers right now, and we covered Doug Miller's team, and at high school we really don't do that that much, but I tell you, there's a lot of great stuff that we do in soccer, and my compliment not only to you, but also my compliment to the sponsors that make this show possible.
That's right.
Tony DeJuto, thank you so much. Bernie Evangel, thank you.
Dr. Olivo,
thank you.
Sam,
what can you say about Sam? Thank you very much. And
the Salem family also supports
Fabra
us.
Home, yeah.
And Enzo Scolo.
Exactly. All our sponsors. Because
LiveWire as well. Can't forget them.
Yeah.
Your son never let us forget it if we forget him.
Know.
And Doug Miller. So again, we got to thank all our sponsors. If you want to sponsor our show, give Joe a call at 414-5122. We'll talk to you about it. We'd love to have you be a part of the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family. So let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Big Smooth himself, Andrew Hoxie. We'll talk Lancer soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score, baby! big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this weekend with a pair of matches against their throwaway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights. The first match is in Syracuse this Friday, November 22nd at 7:30, with the return match the next night, Saturday the 23rd, at the Blue Cross Arena, kicking off at 7 p.m. The Lancers' honorary captain on Saturday is Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni, and very happy to be joined by a gentleman returning to the indoor Lancers for the 2013 season. He came back to the Rhinos again in 2013 as well. Plays for both of our Rochester outdoor men's, both our men's teams, outdoor and indoor. And happy to have with us returning to our show, Andrew Hoxie. Andrew's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Lancers. Lancers again in action for two matches this week against the Syracuse Silver Knights in Syracuse on Friday at 7:30, and then at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday at 7 o'clock, featuring with the captain, Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And don't forget, the Wall of Fame induction ceremony is December 14th. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK or go to ourlancers.com. Andrew, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Are you bruised or anything? I mean, I saw you over there getting abused. How do you feel?
Getting abused? You know, the muscles are a little sore, but I'm feeling pretty good.
But I saw you also, you know, just holding your own up there with around the boards and getting the ball and all that kind of stuff. I didn't realize how tough you guys really play.
Yeah, indoor, man, it's a different game. I mean, going from outdoor straight to indoor, every play is, like, just extremely physical. I mean, defenders got their hands all over you and kicking you, trying to pull you down. But, you know, I mean, I enjoy it. It brings the competitor out of me.
But, Andrew, just one question. I mean, why so much physical play? I mean, so much holding, so much pulling, you know, holding you down, pulling you down. Wouldn't that be illegal?
I mean, it's just kind of the nature of the indoor game. Last game, I thought the refs let a little bit go, which, I mean, I prefer because, you know, I'm 6'4", I can take a little bit, and I can give a little bit back. So, I mean, I don't. As far as why it is, I don't know. It's just such a fast-paced game, and I think a lot of things go unseen. And just the nature of sliding, and I don't know. It's just the nature of the game, I would say. So,
Andrew, you're talking about transitioning from outdoor to indoor. Tell us, what do you do specifically to change from playing for the Rhinos and in your outdoor role as, you know, the target guy and playing, you know, with a lot more space, obviously, to transitioning to be an indoor player where, you, like you said, you get a lot of more close marking, very close to goal as a Lancer?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just my main concern going into the season is it's a different type of fitness. Like outdoor-wise, I mean, you got to be able to go 90 minutes straight. But indoor, it's, you know, it's kind of like hockey shifts. It's, you know, 30 seconds to a minute of sprinting, and then you're off the field. So it's just a little bit of different type of fitness. And I do a lot more technical work. I mean, I do technical work for outdoor, but it's just such a – if you lose the ball in indoor, I mean, the other team could have you on the field for 2 or 3 minutes at a time. So – you do not want to lose the ball on offense. So, you know, I try to take pride in that. And, yeah, I'd say that's the main difference. So.
Andrew, just, you know, the first quarter was tremendous. I think that everybody, you know, you guys were feeling one another. And, you know, we scored the first goal, and we were super. I mean, we were equal to Baltimore or even better. What happened after that?
Yeah, man, I would agree with you. We were better the first quarter. We came out flying. We were connecting passes. We were confident. And, I mean, we missed a couple chances. I should have put one or two away. We finally got on the board first. And to be honest, when they scored, we kind of dropped back a little bit, and they scored about three goals, I think it was, in the span of a minute and 10 seconds. Something like that. It was a little bit unfortunate. We just kind of lost focus. And unfortunately, in indoor, if you lose focus, then teams like Baltimore will jump on you. But it was – I'm almost glad. I mean, I'm not happy we lost, but I'm glad it happened so we can, you know, figure it out so it doesn't happen again. Because, it's definitely – definitely preventable. So,
with Andrew Hoxie of the Rochester Lancers and Rochester Rhinos, and Andrew, you mentioned about ball. I know you weren't with the Lancers last year, but I remember when the Lancers played Baltimore, it was very similar. The Lancers would start off very well against the Blast and do well, and then a short period of time, Baltimore would take advantage and pop a few goals in, and it just changes the whole game. And that's why they're the defending champions, and that's why they've been such a successful franchise for so many years. They know how to play this game, and like you said, it's much different than outdoors. You can get burned very easily, but I know that's something you guys, I'm sure, will be working on as you prepare for a Syracuse team that was 5-0 against the Lancers last year, and I know that's something that Coach Josh Reif and the team really want to turn around this year and get a couple of victories against Tommy Tanner's crew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm personally very excited for Friday and Saturday. I mean, it's always tough to play back-to-back games, but it's going to be a battle of the fittest, and we got a pretty fit team, I would say, at the moment. Syracuse has a good team, but we also have a better team from what I've seen from last year. And, I mean, we just got, you know, get our minds right for the game, and you know it's going to be a battle, and I'm pretty excited.
Joe, I just want to mention this, that, you know, Andrew has defeated Syracuse before when he was with the Lancers. He wasn't with the team last year, so I think, you know, having Andrew on this team is going to help us beat Syracuse. He may be the secret weapon that we need against the Silver Knights.
I got two questions, Andrew. I just for the first one, what was wrong with Salas? And my second question is this. The defense, it's an unfair question to ask you, but the defense really didn't do their job in marking, you know, the Baltimore players. And for some reason, they seem like they found open space all the time.
Mm-hmm. As far as Salas, I just know he's had a little bit of a knee issue, but he'll be back here shortly. I'm not sure exactly when, but he's going to be okay. He's going to be the same Salas that we had before. That's just a minor setback for us. But as far as defense, I mean, we've reviewed the tape a couple times, and we know what happened, and it was preventable mistakes, and a couple of them were fortunate or unfortunate for us. But I mean, all I can say is we got guys that, you know, they're still learning the game, but they know how to do it, and they're you know, they're very strong-minded, and they're going to be all right. And our defense, I would say, is going to be solid. So,
Andrew, the situation last year, you played in Wichita, and obviously they didn't come back this year, which I know was a disappointment for the league. Can you give us some insight? What happened in Wichita? Why did the team fold?
Well, there's some... I'm not sure exactly what happened, but, I mean, the team had a little bit of an unfortunate year, and I think the owner, you know, wasn't feeling it again. So, you know, things happened, and he said he didn't want to deal with it anymore. So, unfortunately, they dropped out. But there's still a team out there in the PASL, the B-52 Bombers. So,
really? So I guess they're going to get the B-52s to play there for their halftime show or something. But anyway, I guess Wichita's loss is certainly the Lancers' gain. I'm sure that obviously everybody's very happy to have you back, and you were a big part of the first year. Tell us, what's the difference been between your first year with the Lancers in 2011 and this year's team? What are you noticing different?
Ah, man, it's an incredible difference. Just when I first got here, my rookie year, you don't know all the rules, you don't know what's going on, you don't know the right way to play, and you got veterans on the team that are trying to teach you. But, you know, and then my second year was a little, I was trying to get over the learning curve, and then this year it's coming a lot more natural to me, just learning everything, all the little ins and outs of a target forward. So I'm feeling actually very confident as far as my game. And, you know, getting chemistry within the guys on the team, you know, it's becoming a very enjoyable experience. So really looking forward to the rest of the year and, you know, making a playoff push. So.
And we certainly are looking forward, Andrew, to seeing the matches. As we were saying earlier, you know, Syracuse is going to bring some fans here, so we need to get a big crowd like we had on Saturday, over 8,000 at the Blue Cross Arena to see the opening match. And this one's going to be, if it's possible, this one's going to even be more intense because these two teams don't like each other. And there was going to be Syracuse winning all five matches last year. I mean, if one match had turned around, the Lancers could have been in the playoffs. So I know that you guys are going to be ready and raring to go against Syracuse this weekend. So we wish you all the best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you over the weekend.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem, Andrew.
Stay strong, Andrew. We need you.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Andrew Hoxie here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, you can see Andrew and the Lancers in action this weekend against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Syracuse will host the first match this weekend at 7:30 at the On Center in Syracuse, just right down the thruway in downtown Syracuse. 90-minute drive and you're there. Very easy to get to. And then, of course, Saturday, the rematch here at the Blue Cross Arena, 7 p.m. with Jimmy Superfly Snuka leading the Lancers out. And I don't feel anything bad for Syracuse, but I think with Jimmy Snuka, you never know what he might do. You know, he might put a uniform on and go out there and splash one of the Syracuse players. You know, he's capable of doing that. You're looking forward to seeing him, right? I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. He's again a tremendous asset to the wrestling business and entertainment. So definitely check him out. He'll be there on Saturday to lead the Lancers out. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll shift focus, go up north to Toronto. We'll get all the latest on the Brazilian national team against Chile at the Rogers Center tomorrow night. And Dick Howard will have that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Farrick, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Of Liberty. WYSL. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this weekend with a pair of matches against their throwaway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights. The first match is in Syracuse this Friday, November 22nd at 7:30, with the return match the next night, Saturday the 23rd, at the Blue Cross Arena, kicking off at 7 p.m. The Lancers' honorary captain on Saturday is Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. Saved by
zero. Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Follow them on Facebook as well at facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. Of course, the U.S. national team in action on Tuesday, last match of the year, so get your U.S. national team t-shirts at Top Notch Monogramming, and of course your Lancers gear as well, and tell them you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. They'll give you a 10% discount. Dick, good evening. How are things at this big banquet up in Toronto for the Chile and Brazil?
Yeah, it was a reception put on by the Brazil-Canada Chamber of Commerce with regards to the Brazilian team, and certainly setting the stage for what should be another exciting game at the Rogers Centre here in Toronto, of course. It's an indoor facility, thankfully, because it's a very cold day today, and I don't think Neymar and company would like the cold that they're going to step off. They came up from a charter from Miami. They arrived in Toronto just before 7 o'clock, and they won't go too far out tonight, I don't think. Very cold.
I don't think so either.
But I tell you, I was saying earlier, Dick, that this is, believe, the closest that the Brazilian national team has played to Rochester, New York. It's only, obviously, three hour drive on a good day up to Toronto. And what kind of a crowd are they expecting for tomorrow's match, which, by the way, will be broadcasted live on beIN Sports, so we can watch it here in Rochester if you can't
get
the match.
There's talk of between 30,000 and 40,000 for the game. Of course, it won't match the 71,000 and change that saw the game in Miami, but there'll be a good, solid crowd. Obviously, the chance to see talented players in action, both for Chile and for Brazil, of course, is an opportunity you don't want to waste.
And Chile, certainly, I think, one of the dark horses for the World Cup. They proved they beat England at Wembley, and there aren't too many countries that have done that. And they were not only beat them, they were dominant. They had a great match, and this is a team that did very well in the under-20 World Cup in Canada a few years ago. Those guys are now the prime of their careers, and they're going to be certainly a team to reckon with in Brazil next year.
It certainly will be, and the only one that's missing is Arturo Vidal. Is the only one that's not with the squad. He's injured at the moment, but they certainly are a very talented team, and a team that on their day can give Brazil really a run for their money. It was interesting in the press conference for the Chilean team at lunchtime, the coach sort of downplayed. He said, no, it's not a big rivalry with Brazil. It's normal. We accept them. We know they're a good team, but we must play well as a team. If we give space and time to talented players, we're going to struggle. But he was obviously very pleased with the performance of the team in England, as was, of course, and I'm sure Filipão, the iconic coach of Brazil, Felipe Scolari, would be with the 5-0 win with Brazil over Honduras.
So, Dick, who is here from Brazil? Do they have all the big-name players like David Luiz and Ramirez and Oscar?
Yeah,
and
Dani Alves. They're all here. And Julio Cesar, the goalkeeper. So they've pretty well got their strongest squad here. Now, obviously, players such as a Neymar will maybe just play for 45 minutes and, along with several of the other players. But Hulk and, it's a very strong team, and we haven't obviously seen the starting lineup yet, but everybody's looking forward to seeing at least the top players for 45 minutes.
Dick, what's the atmosphere? I mean, what everybody that talk all the time about having this total renowned team in playing in Toronto?
Well, in Canada, Brazil, I think, have played over the years 13 times, and this is the first time in Toronto, and we were talking in the recent reception a few moments ago about the last time that Canada played Brazil was in Edmonton, Alberta, and it was a 1-1 tie, and that was just before the 94 World Cup that, of course, Brazil won, as you well know. So it's great to see them here, and it's not cheap. You know, the figures have been mentioned between $3 and $5 million to bring the team in for a game of this nature, so certainly you want to see a great crowd, but what a great opportunity for young players to see some of the top players in the world in action live rather than on a TV screen. It hopefully will bring everybody out tomorrow, and I'd like to see more, obviously, than the 40,000 that's projected.
Bet you there'll be a big walk-up for tomorrow's match. I wouldn't be surprised. I think it should be a great atmosphere. I look forward to watching it on television. Of course, earlier in the day, Dick, we got a lot of very important matches coming up, and starts out in Africa, which is a match probably not too much drama with Egypt and Ghana. Egypt will need a real miracle, maybe the miracle of all miracles, to come back from 6-1 down. So that one, I think the Black Stars looking good there. But Algeria hosting Burkina Faso, that's the other African match, and it's really up for grabs there. Burkina Faso leads 3-2, but Algeria has those two away goals, so that could be a difference maker for, again, Burkina Faso has never been to the World Cup before.
That's right, and you always go for the underdogs, don't you, in that kind of situation. That is a very tightly balanced game. The other game, I think Ghana should have no problem whatsoever against Egypt. They daren't give up a 5-goal lead. No, they won't, because they're a quality team, which will mean that we've got some good teams from the African continent playing in Brazil, which is the way it should be.
Yes, the talented and the very traditional powers. You know, Ivory Coast, who certainly had to work for it against Senegal late in that match, but they came through with a late goal by Forrest Maluda. Solomon Kalou. I'm thinking of Chelsea guys here. Yeah. Solomon Kalou scored the late goal, and then Nigeria went through fairly easily, and Cameroon was going back to the World Cup.
It's good to see the Indomitable Lions back. They're having problems off the field with the federation and the running of the game in the country, but certainly with the quality players that they can call on, they need to get back on the world stage, and they are. So that will be a great boost for football in Cameroon.
I hear Roger Mila is going to try out for the team.
Well, you know, talking about Nigeria, you know, they played a great game today against Italy, of course, and it was, you know, the tie was really what it was supposed to be, because both teams, they did great, great job, not only with the plan of the game, but also with the will to win. So there was a very attractive and very entertaining game today, even though it was a friendly.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear that, Joe. I didn't see the game, but on their day, you look at these top African countries where the majority of the players are playing overseas, especially in Europe, and they put on that national team jersey, and they raised their game, and that's why I'm really delighted to see some of the top African countries in Brazil for the World Cup next year. And then, of course, you've got Europe where, geez,
boy,
some really dramatic games in store, aren't there?
I think it's really all up for grabs. I think all four of the ties are still very much in doubt. Croatia did well to hold Iceland scoreless. But Iceland, though, they can nick a goal. That might make a big difference. But Croatia, I think, at home might be favored. Then you've got Sweden and Portugal. And, boy, Cristiano Ronaldo has one up on Ibrahimovic right now with scoring that big goal. But Sweden now plays at home, so they may have a chance. The big one, I think, the major upset, of course, I think Don Lalka and Alex Loy were doing backflips. Ukraine with a surprising 2-0 win over France, and reading that no European team has ever come back in a playoff from 2 goals down to qualify for the World Cup. So the French are in big trouble right now. And then Greece,
yeah, test of
3-2.
Character. I didn't predict that. I thought the Les Bleus would have more than enough to get the results, but it's only halfway through, so they can get an early goal, and certainly it will mean a long afternoon for Ukraine, but that was a great result for them. And as you say, Bodan Danilalka and Alex Loy will be happy when they kick off, but it's going to be a dramatic ending, I think. It might go to penalty kicks, who knows. But the other game, of course, that you mentioned, the Sweden and Portugal game, Sweden never lost to Portugal until that headed goal by Cristiano Ronaldo, and as I say, going back to Sweden, it could again be another game going into extra time, and who knows, you hate to see it determined by penalty kicks. But the only one that really can feel comfortable in a way is probably Greece, because they had an excellent performance and an excellent win, although, of course, if Romania get that first goal early on, it could again be a long afternoon for Greece in defending that lead.
That's right. It's going to be Greece giving up, they give up that goal. So you never know. We'll see what happens tomorrow. The other two, I think, ties are pretty much settled. Jordan just didn't have anything to challenge Uruguay. It's 5-0, and Uruguay should romp. And Mexico, I think,
no problem for
that they're ready. No. They're ready for the World Cup, and they, with a very easy win over New Zealand will have to pull off a miracle. They will be at home, but I don't think there's really much that Mexico needs to worry about. I think they'll easily get through to the World Cup. So we'll have by this week, we'll know our 32 teams, and then the draw comes up December 6th. That's when we really start talking prognostications and things like that.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that because I will be in Brazil for the draw. I'll be in Salvador for a week. And covering the draw on the 6th, so I look forward to putting in a couple of maybe special reports with regards to that, because there's so much drama, isn't it? Just taking balls out of a bowl and announcing the names, everybody's on tenterhooks to see who they're going to be drawn with in their group and which is going to be the group of death, who's playing where. It's just a great time to be in a FIFA event, and I always enjoy the drama of the World Cup draw, so that's why I decided, well, get into Salvador and cover it all, and hopefully we can, as I say, get in some reports to WYSL with regards to that.
That'd be great.
So, Dick, well, before we let you go, one big thing we got to talk about Saturday, the Merseyside Derby, Everton and Liverpool. So I know that you're looking forward to that one, and both teams very much in the race in the EPL right now.
It's been, a tremendous season for the Reds. Of course, Liverpool has started off exceptionally well and playing some very good football and scoring a lot of goals, Suarez and company. Everton just into a new manager, and they've done exceptionally well. They're getting some good results. They're hard to break down, so it won't be as easy for Liverpool as it has been in recent games. And I always look forward to the derby, because no matter where the two teams are, it's going to be a close game. And now with both teams doing well, it's setting the stage for a real battle.
And
can't wait.
7:45 a.m. kicking off on NBC Sports Network, followed by Arsenal and the surprise team Southampton, and then NBC nationally. My boys will be on national TV. Chelsea going to Upton Park, take on West Ham United, who could be very soon having Clint Dempsey on their team. If reports are accurate, they may be the team that gets Clint on loan from Seattle. So, Dick, we know we look forward to seeing the match tomorrow between Brazil and Chile, and looking forward to your report from next week. On that match and the World Cup.
Great, guys. Lots to talk about.
Stay warm, Dick.
Thanks, Joe. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Dick Howard will be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame coming up in December with Alex Loy, Ed Morante, and Don Lalka here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by another Lancers Wall of Famer, Michael Lewis. We'll talk U.S. soccer, U.S. and Austria tomorrow in a friendly. We'll talk about that. And the MLS playoffs next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, folk, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
My father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this weekend with a pair of matches against their throwaway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights. The first match is in Syracuse this Friday, November 22nd at 7:30, with the return match the next night, Saturday the 23rd, at the Blue Cross Arena, kicking off at 7 p.m. The Lancers' honorary captain on Saturday is Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
Good evening, everyone, and back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins Premium Quality Meat Products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, good evening. How are things in New York?
Hello, Mike.
We're going to get Michael back. A little technical difficulties, and we'll mention this. The United States national team is in action tomorrow in our final match of the year, their record-setting year. They've won more matches this year than they've ever have, and they will take on Austria. And I remember when the U.S. played Austria in the World Cup in 1990 in Italy. So it was the only match
I remember that too.
And
so there was a great for Klinsmann. That's like a going home, home party.
And we have Michael back on. Mike, how you doing?
Very good. How are you tonight?
Doing well, thanks. And we're just talking about the U.S. against Austria, and hopefully the U.S. will have a little more punch than they did against Scotland. It was a pretty boring match, a goalless draw. I mean, it was good result on the defensive side, but really not much on the offensive side. But I think hopefully Jurgen Klinsmann will open things up against the Austrians.
You'd hope so, because you want to see some of the younger players do something. You know, a friendly like this at the end of the year, I don't get excited that much because the national team, national teams are just essentially winding down. I'm more concerned about how the team does next May and June before the World Cup, the build-up toward Brazil 2014. What I look for in a game like this are players like Aaron Johansson and seeing how he will fare. And hopefully he gets some more playing time against Austria. I think he had about a half hour against Scotland, and he actually gave the U.S. A big boost there with a couple of shots, close-range shots, in the final 10 minutes. That's what I'm looking for, younger players and their improvement. If an experienced player doesn't play too well, I'm not going to jump out of the window. And even if the U.S. loses, it's not the end of the world. Yes, do we want to see them play well? Yes, but it won't be the most accurate way to predict how the U.S. will be in form next year.
That's right. And you'd think the U.S. should beat an Austrian team. I mean, Austria is certainly not a power in Europe, and the U.S. should be able to handle the Austrians. We'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, again, we don't want to see any injuries. Obviously, what happened, Sami Khedira, the German World Cup star, was injured in a friendly over the weekend, and he's out now for for a long time. He's not going to be playing in the World Cup, which is a big loss for Germany. But so I guess that's a big thing, Mike. We don't want to see any players hurt. We want to see everybody come out of this match and the U.S. Put on a good show. Obviously, you're playing on the road, so a win would be nice. I think Jurgen Klinsmann would take a draw. Certainly, a clean sheet would be a good result as well.
Yeah, any national team player who gets injured now and who's out for 8-9 months, that's a devastating blow for them personally and their national team. World Cups don't come along very often, only once every 4 years. A player's lifespan as a professional soccer player is not that very long. If you're really good, maybe it's 10, 12. If you're very fortunate, 15 years, and if you're in the right place at the right time, maybe you'll go to 3 or 4 World Cups, and that's a lot. So I feel for any player who has to miss the World Cup, and it's whether you get injured in November or on May 31st.
Ask Abby about that.
That is correct, Mike, because a lot depends, the player that goes on the field in an exhibition game, he wants to prove himself worthy of going to Brazil right now, so they're going to go and do whatever they are capable of doing, and sometimes they take the risk of doing something that just to prove that they're good. And all of a sudden, injury comes in, and that's a terrible thing.
Definitely. And I just hope for the United States' sake that there are no surprises like that tomorrow or in future games.
Absolutely. So coming up this weekend, Mike, is MLS semifinal second leg. You've got Kansas City hosting Houston. The first leg was 0-0, so it's all to play for. Certainly Kansas City, I think, with the home field advantage, should on paper take care of Houston. Of course, we don't play the games on paper. The second leg of the second series, though, certainly should be interesting, with Portland down 4-2 in aggregate right now, but playing at home, they're very, very hard to beat at home. So what do you think? Who do you think we're going to see in the final?
Gee, MLS playoffs. I remember they had them a few weeks ago. they are coming back. Boy, I'll just make, before I answer your question, I just think that this year's format, jamming so many games in a short period of time, then taking 2 weeks off, is ludicrous. Okay, now I have a lot more to say about that, but I know we're running out of time. I just think I'd be stunned if Real Salt Lake loses that lead in Portland, as good as Portland has played at home this year. So I'm going to go with Real Salt Lake. And I think somehow, man, if Kansas City can't get past Houston for a second year in a row, Kansas City, I think, is a better team than Houston. Although I give a lot of credit to Dominic Kinnear, very, very crafty coach. He won a couple championships, 2006, 2007. He's reached the MLS Cup final the last 2 years, losing to the LA Galaxy. He gets the most out of his team in the playoffs, but I just see Kansas City squeaking by at home. Of course, last year in that situation, Houston beat Kansas City at the new ballpark, at the new soccer ground. So what do I know, huh?
Well, Mike, if you knew that, then you'd be betting on the matches in Las Vegas, probably. So we all would. So
I would be. I'd have a different job. Yes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Both those matches will be on television, obviously. The U.S. match, by the way, is on NBC Sports Network, as ESPN2 will be covering the Sweden-Portugal match for the World Cup. So Mike, thanks again for being on the show. We'll look forward to talking to you next week about the MLS final and U.S. national team and whatever else comes up in the world of soccer. Thanks a lot, and have a great week.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, well, Joe, another show in the books, I tell you.
That's great. I think that we enjoy talking about the world soccer, and we talk about the Lancers and see you there Saturday.
That's right, Saturday, 7 o'clock, the Lancers against the Syracuse Silver Knights with Jimmy Superfly Snooker in the house. I want to thank Andrew Hoxie for being on the show tonight. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard up in Toronto where Brazil will take on Chile tomorrow night, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buenas noches.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.